I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Matthew Knoll is a Chatham High School student currently in the 9th grade. He plays lacrosse and soccer as his sports. He also loves to fish, hang out with friends, and play video games. He has two brothers and a sister whom he loves very much.
Sunsets. They occur all over the world every day. Not long ago, in fact, last summer, I was at my shore house in Seagirt, New Jersey. It was your usual Tuesday. Go to the beach, shower, eat, and get ice cream. My friends Patrick, Matt, and Ian and I met up after we all showered. It was 5:30 p.m. and I blurted out, "Look at the sky." We all biked home, grabbed our camera gear, and biked as fast as possible to lifeguard stand 3A on the beach. We had our filming stuff and set up right next to the stand to time-lapse this elegant-looking sunset. The graceful mix of blue, pink, orange, yellow, and purple made me daze out of reality into deep thought. While my idiot friends were going crazy about the sunset on the beach while I was thinking. The view was paralyzing to my eyes, but the sky wasn't just beautiful to me, it had a meaning. I stared into the eyes of nature and thought, this is life at its finest. It wasn't just the sunset, it was the current of waves, their swells crashing onto the cotton-like sand. Also, it was my friends, these kids who I could tell anything to, and at that moment, I forgot about my life's worries, and time just froze. At the same time, it was a reminder to be a good person and to be great. The sensation that gave me seems cheesy, but it's the truth. The sunset, in a way, had made me a better person. That very night, after the sunset, some Manascon kids came to Seagirt's very own Surfside Custard. My friends and I were eating custard, minding our own business, when all of a sudden, we heard an absurd comment toward one of my friends. This kid was about 5'5", smaller than me, and I was mad. None of us said anything back, but then the group of kids came over looking for trouble. I clenched my fist but remembered how it felt earlier. The sunset put a permanent filter in my brain, and it stopped me from seriously hurting this jerk. We let it go and biked away. We all left the bigger people with a sense of pride. The sunset made me realize that life is a gift from God. The sunset gave me a new life code, so to speak. I interpret it as life is a great thing, but like sunsets, they're around for a limited time. So from that day, I still believe to live life to its fullest, no negative acts, because you never know when it's all going to end.